Yo, what's going on, guys? It's your boy Rags, it's your boy Bonzer, and welcome to episode 6, Hockey underscore God. Enough, a good amount of Boston on that one, right, Bonz, you'd say? To pass the test?
Yeah, I could hear the New York, like, shine through a little bit, though.
Yeah, like forcing it a little bit?
It was forced. I could tell it was New York.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do? I had Duncan today. I thought it would give me a little bit more Boston pep in my step. Did not work. I'm also a big Duncan sandwich guy, which you told me is just a no-go.
I mean, no, it's fine. I just – sausage, egg, and cheese. I don't know.
Toasted sesame bacon. Bagel. Toasted sesame bagel, sausage, egg, and cheese every time.
Yeah, I'd go bacon.
That's fair.
Hey, to each his own.
Yeah, I mean, the eggs freak some people out. It honestly doesn't freak me out. And truth be told, I actually used to work out at Dunkin', but that can be for a later episode. We can get into those stories and stuff like that. But want to give a quick overview of the episode. Want to give a big shout-out to Adam Gaudette. I got to be honest, from my first time meeting Adam to now through Barstool and everything, he is just one of the most down-to-earth, genuine guys I think I've ever spoken to, like, pro athlete or not. And to me, it even amazes me how he is a pro athlete. He's a big fan of the pod, and just he's made a lifelong fan out of me, to be completely honest with you. I'm literally legit about to order a Canucks Gaudette jersey.
Damn.
I wear it on stream all the time. I'm rooting for this guy so hard. And he saved an enormous, enormous announcement just for this pod. So I woke up early today, Bonds. I know that's surprising. I woke up at like 7 a.m. today, which is, you know, that's, you know, you waking up at 3 a.m. It's big. It's big.
Yeah, that was big. I woke up to a FaceTime and I'm like, is he okay? Like,
yeah.
And then I thought, if he wasn't okay, why the fuck would he FaceTime me? Like I would even do anything or even care, to be honest.
Yeah, that's part of it too. Would you come to my help if I really needed it? Like on a FaceTime though? Probably not.
No, I don't think there's anything I could do that would help you from Boston in 3 hours. You know what I mean?
Hey, you never know.
I would probably laugh.
True. I mean, you never
some comedy. This episode was awesome with Hockey God. First time I played with him was with Smitty, and Hockey God joins. And I'm like, who's this Hockey God kid? Like, does he think he's like a hockey god? You know what I mean? Like, does he think he's good at hockey or something? And then I look up and I'm like, yeah, he's pretty fucking good at hockey, I guess.
He's decent.
And then I found out he's from, you know, Boston area. So, yeah, great interview. He really, I mean, you would never tell he's, you know, a pro athlete, you know?
That's what I'm saying. And he really just likes gaming as well, which is really cool to see. And you see how invested he gets into it. He told us when he was listening to our Pain Zone episode that he was just getting so mad, like, fuck the DMR, I fucking hate it.
Yeah.
It's hilarious for me to see. But honestly, Adam, thank you so much for coming on the pod. Like I said, you got lifelong fans out of me and Bonzer for sure. And we couldn't be more all in on the God, squad. Sure.
He also downloads episodes for the road. You know what I mean? When I heard that, my desk stood up.
I know. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Elevated a little bit.
A little bit. And then also he said maybe a jersey swap after we're all said and done with merch.
I know.
I wouldn't hate a Vancouver Canucks jersey, Adam. Just saying.
You really like that orange and black one, right?
Dude, the black. Yeah, but that's like a retro one.
Right. I know.
So jersey swap, waiting for that.
Can you give a little update on the merch?
Yeah, merch, our merch, the one bullet merch that you guys have been seeing for weeks. We've been teasing. Hopefully this week, we're waiting to receive ours.
Yep.
So we can, you know, see how it fits, see how the logo works. And then hopefully later this week, we'll be able to, you know, take that store live.
Yeah.
We have t-shirts, sweatshirts,
beanies,
hats, a beanie, a snapback hat, which I ordered. Hopefully wear it the next few days.
Yeah, you're a big snapback guy?
Not really, but I'm just trying to fit in. I think snapback.
I was going to say, I haven't worn a snapback since like high school.
Do people wear those nowadays?
You're asking the wrong guy. You're asking the guy who's like dressed in a comfy right now. Thank God we're not showing this video, but yeah, No, you're not. I am not the fashion guy for the pod. Okay. That's got to be you or no one.
No, it's definitely not me. I'm in sweatpants every single day.
Yeah, I actually have a few sweatpants like from high school that I've just made it through, and my mom and dad still make fun of me all the time. So does Liz. And it's just, you know, that's
High school for you is like 4 years ago.
Not three and a half.
So, I mean.
All right. Well, thanks, Bonds. Really nice of you. But so, guys, we can expect merch. Hopefully this week we'll be blasting out everywhere. Believe me, there's no way you guys miss the merch announcement. We're really excited to launch that, and really excited. I truly think this is one of our best episodes we recorded, if not the best. It's just an awesome time. A quick little note as well. Adam's obviously on the road, so some of the audio is a little bit choppy just for the fact of, you know, hotel Wi-Fi is always going to be hotel Wi-Fi. But again, want to give Adam a huge shout out. He did this while he was on like a road trip, like 4 games in 6 days. So again, thank you so much, Adam. And we cannot wait to link up with you in Verdansk soon. All right. And now we are sitting with the hockey god. Did I put a little bit? Yeah, it's enough like Boston emphasis on that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, a little Boston emphasis on
right?
it.
Right, a little bit. A little bit doesn't like hurt. But now I'm sitting here. I'm outnumbered. I got two massholes. I'm the New York guy here. But listen, we are so excited to have you on this podcast, Adam. Thank you so much for joining us. For those of you who don't know, Adam Gaudette on the Vancouver Canucks and a terror in Verdansk as well. Adam, thanks for joining us, buddy.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks for having me. I've been waiting for this.
I know. I told Emrags, I was like, yo, should we DM Adam to come on? You're like, dude, you do it. I was like, all right, I'll do it.
Yeah, I was like, fucking, play, bro, I'm nervous.
I'll play it cool. I was like, yo.
I was thinking, too, I was like, should I tweet at these guys and be like, all right, let's go, get me on here.
Fucking love that.
Nah, we had a short list of people we play with that are cool, and we wanted to do. We have a new segment we're trying to do here, just behind the gamer, where yeah. we have a few, you know, pro athletes who we play with all the time, who we would have never played with if it wasn't for Warzone,
right?
Quarantine, probably Twitch, you know, all that.
Barstool. Like, I met all you, like, I met most of you guys, all yeah. pretty much all you guys through Barstool.
Yeah. It really, Barstool has seems to be the foundation where, I met Emrags, I met you, I met, you know, so.
Dude, they're killing it right now with the gaming community.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's the perfect time with mm-hmm. quarantine in March.
Oh, absolutely.
Everything.
That's the only reason I got into gaming was quarantine.
Yeah. We're going to get into that. So, that's truly how I know you had told me you played video game before then. You used to play what, in high school or college?
My senior year of high school, I was playing juniors in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, and I bought a PS3 when I got out there, and I was like, I got nothing else to do here, so I might as well start playing. I think it was Black Ops 3 that I was playing.
Yeah,
a little bit of Black Ops 2 as well. And but like, I didn't know it was slide cancel jump. I was using the standard PlayStation yeah, button, just trying to fucking so shoot straight. So, and I wasn't into it at all. I just have fun and just kill time, but mm-hmm. I never got into it like I did this year. And man, I was missing out all those years.
Yeah. Right. Well, I mean, you're going and becoming a professional athlete, which is not the worst thing in the world. You know what I mean? But so rewind back to March. So quarantine hits, right? Everyone's going into lockdown. Was it just something that you just need a little bit of free time? You saw Warzone taking off. Was it like the mm-hmm. perfect storm of, you know, that happening?
So I think at the beginning, like maybe December 2019, January 2020, I've always had a PS4, mainly used yep. it for like Netflix and stuff. And then my brothers were playing Chell a lot, my buddies. So I was like, all right, I'll get into it a little bit. Started playing Chell, started playing Battlefront 2 quite a bit. It's a good game. I love the Star Wars game.
Yeah, me too.
But like, it was never really any good. Mm-hmm. So I just kind of played with my buddies. And then Warzone, like I had Modern Warfare downloaded, but never played it. And then Warzone comes into play. Like my brother-in-law's, like they're all playing it, and I'm like, all right, I'll hop on it. And I started playing it. Fuck, first of all, it was a straight bot.
Yeah.
And then I was like having fun. I was like, fuck, might as well start streaming, like with my right. platform, like social media wise, and like just the fans in Vancouver and stuff. Yep. I feel like I could get some viewers. So I started streaming off of my PS4. And man, it was ugly.
Yeah, wait, we all start there. We all start there.
I watched your YouTube video of your reactions last night with the PS4 stream. Yeah. And then like, I don't know. I watched a ton of YouTube videos, ton of streamers, yep. just learning how to play, like all the different movements, you know, that I got the scuff controllers. And
yeah.
I got everything I needed. And then I think it was... It was right before the bubble, and when was that? Dude, I don't know what this is, but my alarm clocks keep scaring the shit out of me, and it just randomly starts talking Chinese to me. I don't know how to turn it off.
Dude, I was
going to
say, that was not English. Like, that was not English.
What is this thing? How do I turn it off?
That's in the hotel room?
Yeah. It's like a – look at this old-ass alarm clock, too.
That's fucking weird.
Right before we got on, some lady started talking Chinese, and it scared the shit out of me.
Holy fuck. That's mad.
But where was I? Yeah, so right before the bubble, I think it was June, I I switched. I got a gaming laptop, a PC laptop. I was like, fuck, like everybody's on PC. My neighbor, who's a really good gamer, who he's got all this PC knowledge, right, everything. So I was working with him what to do. So I ended up just getting a laptop, and I was like, this is going to be great for the bubble. I'm going to need it. And so I was like, as soon as I got on, like, it's nothing special, but like, as soon as I got on, I was like, wow, this is amazing.
Right.
Like, so much better than console.
Yep.
And then after the bubble, like during the bubble, I did a ton of research to build my own PC. And then as soon as I got home, my wife and I started building it. She helped. She's a biomedical engineer at Wentworth. So
okay,
she's got some brains and she's familiar with computer parts and stuff. So she ripped it out. We ripped it out one day, and then we just built the absolute monster of a PC.
That's sick.
And as soon as I got on, I was like, oh my God, this is awesome.
So your wife went to Wentworth. You went to Northeastern.
Yeah.
How did you choose Northeastern? I know this, you know, BU, BC, why Northeastern?
I always wanted to go to Beanpot School. I grew up watching the Beanpot, went every year. I actually wanted to go to BU when I was younger. I played for the Boston Juniors in college. Boston BU. They got my one and only offer from Northeastern, took it right away. I was stoked. And then, you know, the rest is history. I love Northeastern. I love the area. It's close to home. 10-minute walk from Fenway. Like, has a campus too in the city, which is awesome. It's just an awesome school.
Yeah, it is. I know. I think BC is more like Brighton area.
Yeah. Yeah. What is it? Beacon Hill.
Something. I don't know. I went to UMass Lowell, man. I couldn't get into these schools.
This is some Boston talk. I'm just like kind of out of it. I went to school in Connecticut. So Northeast, Boston. But not, I mean, like, you know,
so if you go to Braintree right now, if you go to a hockey gym in Braintree, they're like, "Yo, it's Adam Gaudette. Are you still a legend there, or what?"
Yeah, people are starting to know me more and more. And like a lot of rinks there, like I grew up playing at. So like, you know, they known me since, you know, I was nothing, pretty much younger, 14, 15, like just a local guy. You know, it's a pretty tight knit community, the hockey community in Massachusetts. Yeah, so like everybody kind of knows everybody. And I grew up with a ton of guys who are playing right now. Like I said, like my couple towns over from each other and grew up playing with each other. So, you know, Massachusetts has a really good output of college and professional hockey.
Yeah, it really does.
And it's, especially in the States, like it's growing even more. It was always Canada.
Yeah, for sure.
Who had like, you know, most players in the NHL, but the USA hockey is really growing. And like, honestly, hockey's picking up everywhere. Like, it's growing, which we don't really dish in fans. Like a couple of my buddies who I play video games with, who I met over Twitch and stuff, are like, man, I never even thought to watch hockey, but like, since I met you, like, hockey is so much fun to watch. I was like, yeah, man, like you could get any person, no matter their view on hockey, if they hate it or what, you bring them to one game to watch with fans, they're going to be in love instantly.
Oh yeah. I used to go all the time to West Point games with my dad. Mm-hmm. And we were just, and for me, I like college hockey a little bit better because there's so many less media timeouts. Like obviously it's different than the NHL, right? If I go to watch the Rangers, you know, it's a little bit pricier than going to West Point. You know what I mean? Yep. You're up in the rafters, you're paying $200 a ticket. Mm-hmm. And I really enjoy watching hockey, but I wouldn't consider myself necessarily like a hardcore fan. But there is something about hockey games. It is so much fun. The atmosphere is amazing. It is just like truly a great time.
Especially if you're there in person.
Yeah.
College hockey, fun as hell. You got you, man. In college hockey, because their student section was on the second level and it literally hung right over the goalie. So like you look over the rail and you're staring right down at the goalie. So they're chirping the opposing goalie all game. They're awesome. They do we go to overtime, they do no TOT, so every student takes off their shirt. They're all skinless. You got girls with bras up there and
nice.
Like guys running around. Waving their shirts. So it's just electric, especially if we played whenever we played BU, we'd sell out the whole upper bowl would be packed with Northeastern fans. And then you have like a little section of BU fans down with the lower bowl. And those games were just so much fun because of the rivalry.
Yeah. The bean pot was crazy to watch. Like, and you guys won in 2018, right? Or
yeah, that was the first. So 2018, my last year at Northeastern, we won the bean pot. That was the first time in 30 years Northeastern's won the bean pot.
That's
four teams in the bean pot too. So it was a dream come true. I cried that night. I was sitting on the bed. Mick was like rubbing my back. I was bawling my eyes out. And she was like, "You're such a fucking loser." I was like, "You don't know how much this means."
it's huge for Boston. Like I said, I would go to Bruins games here and there, but like the bean pot, I'd be watching on TV.
Nothing like it. Yeah, especially that year, like we were a good team. Even the year before, like we were really starting to make noise, turning the program around. And our student section at the Garden was unbelievable. It filled half the bowl. Like,
that's sick.
Like twice the size of any other school. Guys were going nuts. It was unbelievable. And it was so much fun to play in front of.
Yeah. And you won the
then Northeastern wins it two more years in a row. So they've won it the past 3 years.
Nice.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Led the charge. Yeah. Let's go.
Uh-huh. Yep.
So a little kind of back to Warzone, switching gears here. Would you trade your Hobie Baker award for a 30 bomb in Warzone?
Absolutely not. I had to get a 30 bomb in college hockey to get that thing.
Oh, yeah. What, I saw 30 goals, 30 assists.
Yep.
Let's go.
Yeah. No, that was a great year. I'll get a 30. We're working on a 20 bomb right now.
Okay,
we'll get there eventually.
We'll get you there. Well, I'm shocked when I play Warzone with you. Is for someone who's like just started playing, like let's call it in March or a little bit even like in June, the hand-eye coordination from hockey does translate over to your Warzone skill, because most people who just start playing Warzone like relatively early or even first-person shooters, like you are leaps and bounds ahead of them. It's actually really cool to see, and like I've seen you play, so it's like your reaction time cool. It's really cool to see like how the professional athlete and you translate over into Verdansk, which I find it's pretty cool. It's another reason why me and Bonds were talking earlier. I don't know how to do a hockey stop, but I think if I knew how, I might've had a chance in the NHL.
Easy.
And you know, Adam, I did a little research on you. You're 2 weeks younger than me. So would you say my time in the NHL is probably passed, or is there still a chance?
That's never too late.
Never too late.
That's what I told you.
I said there's no shot, but all right, listen, I'm about to go hit the ice.
Dude, learn how to fight, sir. Become an enforcer.
Yeah, you know, just, yep.
I'm only 5'9", though.
Fighter.
I'm a 5'9", guy, though.
You fight, actually, like a week or so.
Fought camp this year, yeah.
I saw a video on Twitter, I'm like, yo, what guy's getting
the funny part of the video was, it was a teammate.
Yeah, I know. It was that guy was one of my best friends on the team too. We were good right after. I just didn't like the hit, and I was pretty pissed off. But, you know, he's a great player. He works his balls off. Like, he's just competing. He didn't mean to do it, but
yeah, exactly.
But after that, you should see my feed after every game now. Everything I do in hockey, somebody relates it to Warzone. Like the goal I scored the other day, everybody was like, "Oh, he had the DMR, like DMR." Like the fight, he was like, "Oh, I stunned him in the gulag and used the fifth." Dude, it's so funny. Like even the reporters and stuff, they're all like making Warzone references and stuff. It's awesome. I love it.
That's how things were like a few years ago with Fortnite. Like Drake played Fortnite.
Mm-hmm.
Like athletes were playing Fortnite. People would do the L dance as like touchdown
celebration. Yep.
And this is like, it's kind of the new Fortnite. If Fortnite was huge. There was no pandemic either. It was just.
So you want to know what's funny about Fortnite? I think it was my sophomore year in college. Me and my two buddies, my two roommates, we started playing it like literally like 2 or 3 months before it became big. Like right when my buddy was like, "Hey, there's this new game called Download." But I never got into Fortnite. I was never any good at it. The building was too much for my brain. Like I just sucked at it. And then like if you're not good at it, you're like, I don't want to play this.
It's one of the games like you can't really go back to if you never played. I had this conversation with a buddy. And he's like, "Dude, should I start Fortnite?" And I'm like, "You've never played." I probably wouldn't, to be honest.
Yeah,
it's such a huge mechanic to learn.
If I were to go back to it, I'd do it on keyboard and mouse for sure.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Keyboard and mouse is a little easier to move around and build.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I've never gamed keyboard and mouse. Have you ever, Adam?
Yeah, so I taught myself a couple months ago. Just to do it. Like, I was like quarantined. I was like, hey,
might as well.
Why not try it? And I could play a little bit on it. I'm not bad. My KD went down though when I was learning, and I was like, got to the point where I was like, all right, like I can do it. I can play multiplayer, upgrade my guns, like I have fun with it. I was like, I gotta get back to controller. And as soon as I controller, I was like, wow, I'm better. It's fun to, you know, like, especially using the grouse shooting on the mouse is so satisfying. It's a ton of fun, but just not there yet.
Yeah. No, I definitely respect that.
Do you know any other guys in the league that play Warzone? Like, do you know any like nasty Warzone players that are like sneaky that nobody would expect?
So Elias Pettersson, my teammate, he actually just started streaming too. We've gotten a couple streams together, and he's pretty good. There's like probably like 7, 8, 9 guys on the team who play
on your team,
but they're obviously not as into it as like I am and like take it as seriously as I do.
Yeah.
I heard a cut like Adrian Kempe with LA is, I'm pretty sure he's part of the M fam, and I heard he's really good too.
That's hilarious. Part
so
of
I think he's gotten like games with like Nick Merckx and stuff.
That's crazy.
A couple guys in St. Louis I heard are pretty good. So, dude, it's funny. It's just like Call of Duty brings so many people together.
It really does.
Yeah. That's who was it? Stephon Diggs and Josh Allen like became friends when they became teammates in Buffalo for the Buffalo Bills by playing Warzone. So it's like crazy how this is all working out.
Yeah. It's funny. Like, I reconnect with buddies I haven't talked to in, like, 10 years. Like,
yeah.
Just through Warzone. And it's, like, it's funny, man.
It's such a good way, too. Like, so when you're streaming, you have – I've seen so many Canucks fans come in. It's really the best way to interact, mm-hmm. right, with you. Where else can they get this interaction?
Honestly.
You know?
Seriously. And I think that was, like, the biggest thing, like, why I keep doing it, honestly, is because people, like, appreciate, like, seeing the human side of me and not, like – the athlete side of me. And you know, I get my wife on there, the dogs on there, and it's just fun. And like, I get my brothers, my buddies, and you know, they really enjoy it. And like, I try to keep it like no hockey talk in there and stuff like that, so it's just kind of like a free atmosphere to talk about other stuff, because you know, I get enough hockey during the day. I get on Warzone to, you know, kind of escape and chill out and play that. But it's been great, and I've gotten great feedback. Everybody seems to enjoy it. I got my buddy Falmo, who I met, who was like my first viewer. He's my moderator. He's my YouTube editor. He makes these clips for TikTok and stuff. And he's from Vancouver. So like, it's like in his bio, he's like, Adam Godet's editor. He's like, I can't believe I'm Adam Godet. I'm like, dude, I'm just a kid. Like,
I know.
I'm the same as you. Just like to play Warzone.
Just really good at hockey.
But it's funny. Like, I met a ton of new people. It's been great, honestly.
Yeah, that's how it started with me. I used to watch Kyle Van Noy play Fortnite. At his like first time he was streaming, he's playing Fortnite, and he didn't have many viewers because no one really knew about it. And I would talk to him all the time, like, because I was a huge Pats fan, like, and he would always be like, he'd be like, "Yo, Bonzer, let's play." And I'm like, "Oh shit!" And I was good, so we played. I carried, got a few wins, and then I was like, "All right," I was like, "How do I sneak in Tom Brady questions?" Like, now that I'm here, but it's just like. It's just cool, like, seeing these people, like, they're just normal people, just really good at a sport. Like, the competitive side is the same
Tom
as mine.
Does Tom Brady really have a golden penis?
Yeah, like, yeah, legit. I was like, yo, what does he smell like? And Kyle's like, yo, chill, man. I'm like, all right, stop.
Dude, it's funny. That's funny. Some of my buddies are, like, the biggest. Like, one of my buddies I think of in particular, absolute obsession with Tom Brady. Like, so funny. The guy's back in Massachusetts just live and breathe Tom Brady.
Oh yeah. So what about you growing up? I know you're always probably a Bruins fan, no?
Oh, absolutely. So you want to know what's funny is when I got drafted in 2015, I took a lot of heat for tweets that I sent out in 2011 when the Bruins were playing the Canucks in the Stanley Cup Finals.
Oh yeah, I mean that was a
they
huge.
They dug that shit up from like 6 years ago, and they exposed it. And I was like trashing Vancouver and stuff.
Everybody
and
was.
Like, oh yeah, but yeah, I was obviously a huge Bruins fan. You know, I always looked up to Patrice Bergeron. I kind of consider myself playing the same style as him. I always tried to emulate my game after him, and you know, being on the ice taking faceoffs against him now is pretty surreal. That's sick.
Yeah,
but right? Yeah, I was always a Bruins fan, Red Sox, Patriots, Celtics. Not a huge basketball guy, but if I had a cheer for anyone, it's the Celtics.
Hockey guys can't play basketball, I've noticed.
Dude, sophomore year of high school, 3 games into hockey season, we're playing basketball in gym class. I go up to catch a ball, come down, crack, broke my foot out for the whole year.
Of hockey? Of it? Of your –
yeah, so,
damn.
Yeah, but three games into the hockey season, broke my foot playing basketball in gym class.
Was this at Thayer or was it –
this was at Thayer.
Damn. I guess that's why you hate basketball, right?
Never played basketball again. Yeah.
I thought you were going to say, like, I was going up for an LAU dunk. I was about to fucking dunk it. And then
No. Literally ran across half court. Somebody threw a ball. I jumped up, just came down. I heard a pop, and I was like, oh, that's not good.
Fuck basketball.
Your hockey coach must have been hyped to hear that story, how you're out for the season playing basketball.
And my coach was Tony Amonte. I don't know if you know who Tony Amonte was.
Blackhawks?
Yeah, Blackhawks, Rangers too. And he's just like a big voice, an intimidating guy. He was crazy on the bench, always yelling. So when he heard that, he unleashed on the gym teacher. He was just pissed. But it was tough. I was upset, but I came back with like 5 games left in playoffs and did pretty well. And then the next year was my breakout year and ended up going to Northeastern. So it all worked out in the end.
Yeah, it worked out. I'd say so personally. Yeah.
Well, now we saw the one bullet pod. I'd fucking say it worked out.
Yeah, right. This has got to be the peak. Boys.
We made it.
This is like a step down from part of my take. Just like a baby step down.
Yeah, right there.
Basically Adam's right going to be on that podcast soon in like a couple months.
Oh, for sure. Adam's going to go play with – well, first of all, he's going to crush the hockey season. No doubt about that. Going to go play with Nick Merckx and then go on PMT. And then, like, you know.
I'm waiting for Nick Merckx to hit me up. I don't know. He said we'll get some games in, but I haven't heard from him yet. So, might have to start. Man. Dude, I donate, like, $100, like, every day just to get his attention.
Yeah. I mean, dude, you're not verified on Twitch, are you? Do you have the check mark?
No, I'm working on it. I almost have all the requirements, actually. Like, I average like 55 viewers right now, and you need 75. But I'm trying to like work with like some of the PR guys of the Canucks and like some other guys who I work with, trying to get in there. So I think I can squeeze in there.
I think you can. I've seen athletes who like weren't 75 viewers.
Yeah. I mean, you have definitely a big enough platform and presence that you should have it.
So that's what I like. I'm working on it right now.
Gotcha.
I'm just gonna grab a water, but I think I should be able to get it done pretty soon, and nice, that would be great. Just for that would be huge.
Yeah, it helps you stand out.
Twitch Rivals, all that extra stuff.
Yeah, Twitch Rivals.
Now, what would make you more nervous? Shoot it, like if you're in a shootout to win the game, and like you're the deciding factor, right? You score, Canucks win.
If you're going to say Warzone, it's 100% Warzone.
if you had to clutch a 1v1 in Warzone.
My hands fucking shake. Not even a 1v1, even if I'm the last guy in a squad alive and I'm trying to get back my teammates, my hands, I'm fucking like, ugh.
That's hilarious.
On the ice, I'm like, oh, no problem. Like,
yeah.
Been doing this for years. Online, I'm like, Jesus, like,
yeah, man,
like
so
you see
funny.
all the videos, and TikTok, drinking the water. They're like, yeah. Boys,
hey guys, good game, yeah.
yeah. That's funny.
Bonds, next time we play with Adam and it's getting late game, like we just have to like accidentally blow ourselves up in a vehicle.
Yeah,
just
be like,
I'll be like, yo, Adam, it's up to you, bro. You got it, man.
You know, it's funny. We play with Megan Anderson. She's a UFC fighter. She plays with us in Warzone. And she says she gets more nervous playing Warzone than in a cage fighting.
Cage fighting? So I'm like,
oh, 100%.
I'm like, you're in a cage, like hand-to-hand combat. Mm-hmm. You're afraid of the gulag?
Yeah. It's funny. Like when Petey had his first stream, obviously he's one of the best players in the world right now. Got a huge following. Yeah. So he asked me to do his first stream with him. So we did like the multi-stream and I had like 660 people in there watching me.
Whoa.
So I was like, holy, I was like, I got to fucking perform right now. Like,
yeah,
dude, I've never been so nervous to play a video game in my life.
Funny.
That's crazy. So yeah, he's big. I remember I came in your stream and I was like, I thought someone bigger hosted you. Like, no offense. Like, you would never 600.
So I was like, never even 100.
I was like, what the hell's going on? And then I saw you were playing with was it Pedersen?
Mm-hmm.
Looked him up. I realized, like, okay, this guy's one of the best players in the NHL. Makes a little sense, but.
Yeah, so, like, some of my buddies who I play with who, like I said, they weren't hockey fans. And then, like, I have PD in with them who – then they're Sweats and Verdansk, and they're awesome players. And they're with PD. They're like, oh, yeah, PD's pretty good. Like, who is he? I was like, just Google his name. And yeah, one of my buddies was like, all right, bet. So he Googles him, and, like, 2 minutes later, he goes, oh, okay.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Calder winner, rookie of the year. Like,
yeah, it's crazy.
MVP of the All-Star game.
Yeah. That's like we were playing. So me, Adam, and I were playing with Julio Jones and Kurt Benker,
yeah,
one of my buddies. And we actually brought it up. Like, I'm playing with Julio Jones because of Warzone. Like, and Julio's like, say what? I'm like, never mind. Like, he's so in his own world. He doesn't talk too much, but.
Yeah, so as soon as we hooked up with him, texted all my buddies, the brothers, and our best friends from back home in our group chat. I was like, yeah, they're like, what?
Yeah,
like, yeah. Go on stream. I'm playing with him. One of my buddies was like, crazy. Can you please tell him he's the best wide receiver?
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, I'm not gonna say much to him, but
I played it 10 times and like maybe said 10 words.
But he did revive you, Bonds.
Yeah, I sent him a friend request. He accepted it.
Yeah, yeah. I got him too. He hasn't been on.
Has he won a game yet?
I don't think so.
We got to get him a win.
I know. We were so close. I've come in second.
We got to get him a win because then he'd be hyped and then he'd want to play with us all the time.
Literally.
I know. Us three, I should invite Julio. You know what's funny? His Twitter's blocked. So like, it's like private somehow.
Yeah, it's protected. So yeah. It's a private account.
So like, he's never accepted my request. Probably never will.
Yeah. Yeah, Bonds.
Yeah.
We got him on lineup. Hasn't
accepted mine either.
Yeah, I don't think he ever will. But
Adam, during the season, when can you know your fans and everyone expect you to stream on Twitch? Is it kind of like a week by week basis? Is it like maybe once a week? Like, have you worked out those details yet?
Yeah, so I was gonna try. Like, I kind of came up with a plan. Like, me and my wife, we come up with a plan for the streaming and the gaming, just like our lives. Like, I spend enough time with the family and stuff. But I was thinking like Monday, Fridays, but you know, this season's crazy. Like, we're playing 4 games in 6 days on this road trip.
Yeah.
And we're playing 56 games in like 102 days or something like that. So I think it's like, I think it's just going to be like whenever I'm home, like if I got time after a practice or something or an off day, like I'll make an announcement like earlier that day or the day before. I can't really get a strict schedule right now, which sucks, but you know, I obviously got to take care of the hockey side first and then, you know, get on the stream when I can. But like in the off season, it's great because I had a set schedule. I had 3 days a week, but I think during the season, maybe one, if we're lucky, 2 days a week.
Yeah.
But, you know, might as well. It's good to get something when I'm home. And what I found is if I kind of like do less streams per week, I'll get more viewers and you know, more people instead of having like, you know, like when we were quarantining, right when we got here, I was streaming every day and it kind of watered down the viewers.
Yeah, exactly.
And so like when I switched like once a week, got more viewers and it was a lot more fun. The chat's more interactive. Like,
yeah,
it's obviously a lot more fun when you got more viewers because more people are in the chat. You get to talk to more people. You're always talking, not just kind of sitting there and stuff. So. But you know, definitely going to be streaming throughout the year, just when I can. And you know, I got the Discord, I got the Twitter, send updates and stuff. So
nice.
Yeah, it's all you need. Twitter, Discord. I mean, Twitter is huge. I mean,
yeah, Twitter's massive.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I refresh every like 5 minutes. It's crazy.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm on Twitter all the time, dude. All of my feeds and social media is just all Warzone now. It's awesome.
Yeah, same.
Because it's like I'll go from Twitch watching Twitch and I'll go right to like Instagram or something. It's still just all Warzone.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm entertained for days.
Yeah, it's all you need.
Absolutely you consumed need. By it. And you can find them at twitch.tv/hockeygaud. Adam Gaudette, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast today. The last thing I want to end with, Queen's Gambit came out, right? People are addicted to chess. Do you have any experience with chess? I'm just curious. I'm just wondering.
Yes, I do. Fifth grade, middle school, I was in chess club after school. I forgot about this. I brought this up on stream the other week. I was in chess club. My grandparents taught me how to play at an early age, and I always enjoyed it. Thought it was fun to play. I haven't played in a long time, though. But I'm definitely going to get back into it. I've been practicing on the phone.
Let's go.
I'm definitely going to need more practice until I get on stream to play against you, though.
Dude, I'm an absolute bot, though. I'm blunder central. I keep messing up.
Dude, I don't – yeah, I you'd still wipe the floor with me right now. I just – I have to learn every – like, I know what moves everything right. does, like – but I'm not sure which one's more important. Like,
yeah, it's that game
which
sense.
One's worth more. Yeah. So I guess, honestly, I was thinking about like going on YouTube and like watching some instructional videos nice. And some just to gain more knowledge and stuff because it's fun and it's good. It's good for the brain too. Like,
yeah,
just to get a little brain sweat in. But I enjoy chess. I think it's fun. I got to teach my wife how to play because she doesn't know how to play, but she wants to get into it. So
nice. Love that. But, I love that. But, yeah, whenever you're ready to rock and roll.
One more thing before we head out. I'm getting a esports team
together. Ooh.
So we're getting an esports team together. It's gonna be called the God Squad, G-A-U-D. Nice. Very early stages right now, but I'm pumped. I've done some recruiting. I got six or seven guys. They want some shout outs. So I got my boy Isaiah Poppy, my boy Shoot, my neighbor M. Nashy, and another fellow Braintree guy, Dobes. I also recruited E Bates.
Nice.
E Bates.
And another guy from Vancouver who's got like a 5+ KD. And these kids are all legit. They're trying to make a living doing this stuff, go pro and stuff. So like my goal is to like become like almost a professional team where we're playing these tournaments, like keeping up with these guys, and then eventually getting these guys to move on to like phase and like the legit teams. That's and sick. Like the pro leagues and stuff. So I'm hoping it turns out like that. Very early stages right now. I got people working with like Call of Duty like developers and stuff, and like esports team managers and trying to like get it together. So I got like a group of people behind me putting this together, but I'm real excited about it. It's gonna be fun, and we're going to be playing in tournaments. Like, hopefully we get into the Twitch rival tournaments and
that's
stuff.
Sick.
My boys are all hyped about it. They're all like fucking rights. Like, I want to be doing this for a living. So like, they're all on the same page too, which is great. They're all putting in the hours. The
that's awesome.
Stuff. So I'm pumped for it, but yeah, I don't know. I don't know who, like, if you boys want in on it, you guys are all in on it. Like, I'm getting all like, we got the regiment going right now.
Let's go.
And everything just made it up. So like offers out there for you too, because you guys are a couple sweaty bastards in Verdansk too. But yeah, dude, I'm excited about it. I don't know how long it's gonna take, but
okay,
it's gonna be fun.
Definitely nice, early dude. Stages. So who are you? So you have a team, like do you like who's backing? Is it like do you have other people that you're with that kind of like are backing this or
yeah, so like with the merch line that I got going out, like I have like a partnership with a company called Athlete Assist, and you know, you pay a fee per year, and they're kind of just there to help like make our lives easier with travel, getting stuff we need and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So they put together all the merch. They're helping us a ton. Like they're helping a ton with like the branding and the gaming and stuff. And so he's the one who brought up, he was like, hey, I want to start a God Squad esports team.
Oh,
and
nice.
I was like, fucking right. So he's like, all right, I'm on it. I'm talking to like these COD like PR man. And I was like, all right. Like, it's going to be legit. It's not like we're just putting a team together, just like me and my buddies. It's like we got people who are working with Call of Duty and like the Call of Duty League.
That's
people
awesome.
And stuff like that. So I'm excited for it. I don't have any more information right now, but I think I'm just gonna start like spreading the awareness of it right now and get it out in the world. But I'm pumped for it.
That is
fun.
Sick.
I hope sweet. It's something for these guys to like move up in the ranks and stuff. And who knows, maybe this thing turns into like a legit gaming team where I can like, obviously not gonna be my career, but like something I can do after hockey,
right?
Like be like run this team, like be an owner of it, or like, even playing it like after my over or something. So I'm real
comfortable. So you haven't announced anything yet?
No, not yet. But so this pod's going to be the first announcement.
Let's go.
Woo! Let's go.
You heard it here first.
Oh, baby.
We'll get it out there. We've had a good amount of listenership. Is that a word? So far.
Viewership, listens, plays.
Viewership. We got to get more of this on YouTube.
We're about to be one bullet pod presented by the God Squad. The fucking God Squad.
The God Squad.
Fucking God Squad.
Hey, we could use ads. We're actually looking for ad reads right now, but.
Sponsors are every guy because he's so personable.
I'm a huge podcast guy, so I save all you guys' episodes for when I'm on the road. So the wife doesn't have to listen to more video games. So I think it was like two nights ago, I was listening to the Pain Zone episode.
Yeah.
I was just getting so pissed off because I was like, oh, this fucking game sucks right now. I hate the DMR.
Yeah, it's bad, man.
Wait, that's fucking great.
The game, that's why I played 4, because it just would piss me off.
Like, well, Bonzo, you took, 3 weeks off?
I played today. Again, I went back on Warzone. I got right the fuck off. The only reason I want to play is that, I don't know if you saw the Barstool tournament announcement.
Yeah, I saw that.
Barstool Gaming League, yeah.
So it's Warzone, Kill Race, 12 teams of, like,
three
per team, whatever. So, like, that's the only reason I'm, like, trying to go back to Warzone, is I have something to play for now. Like, I have the tournament to play again, so we'll see.
Yeah, I would love to get in on that, but I just don't know with, like, the scheduling and stuff. Like, that's the thing that sucks about the years.
Might interfere with your day job, you know.
Yeah, there's, like, tournaments and stuff I want to play in and stuff, but it just – but this past month of Warzone has just been – oh, damn. I've been so angry at the game with the DMR meta.
Me too. It's horrible.
It's not bad right now, though, because there's no real set meta right now.
Yeah,
like it's fun. Like I'm using the Kilo, the Growl, the Amax, the FFR. Like you're using whatever you want right now, and it's pretty fun.
Yeah,
yeah. Everyone's just kind of testing the waters, so it's nice to play. But I'll tell you, the skill based matchmaking has been kicking my ass. Like Diamond 1, Diamond 2. Mm. It's guys like me, right? Headband on, dripping sweat in their gaming chair, like nose touching the monitor. But it gets a little frustrating.
Yeah, well, you don't want to fight 100 people like that, you know?
Yeah.
You should see our our group chat all day. It's just us complaining, sending tweets and posts and stuff. And we're like, you see this? Look at this! Like these devs are fucking not doing shit. Look at this cheater. Look at this skill based match. Like this guy's in bronze 3. Like
going
nuts, like driving ourselves crazy.
Yeah, me and Bonds are doing that. Honestly, behind the scenes, we're
like,
what the
I'm
fuck
like starting
this?
To lose my hair because of this fucking game.
Oh, yeah, it's because of the game, not because of the age.
Not because I'm 30. Yeah.
Oh man, Adam, seriously, thank you so much. I'm so excited for the God Squad announcement. This is gonna be big time. Let's keep going. Keep killing it this year, man. And thank you so much for joining us on the pod.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks for having me. It's been a blast.